You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
That's Current Bias with Limbic Freedom from the brand new album, or EP, I should say, Frontal, which has just come out via Related Articles yesterday. Morena Jackie, aka Current Bias, how are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you. Nice and caffeinated. How are you?
Yeah, much the same here. And also feeling very awake after listening to Limbic Freedom. I feel like this is such a joyful, exciting record, Jackie. What was the sort of headspace you were in when you were creating this?
I was very much, I was working like under 20 hours a week, and was doing a lot of, a lot of in-depth research into, mixing and mastering techniques, and as well as just looking at new ways of making sound. But that's, that's pretty much where I was at, as well as, I guess, like, trying to adjust to making my own schedule and keeping myself on a, on a trajectory within what I had envisioned in my brain for where I wanted to go next with music, and making sure that I understood everything, as I didn't really study at a university institution, at least in music, that is.
It sounds like you set yourself some pretty, like, sort of strict parameters almost, because that thing of having, like, suddenly more, you know, quote marks around free time to make music is, you know, amazingly liberating, but also can be kind of terrifying too, when you just have these blank hours in your day. How did you manage that process?
Well, that's a great question. I think there's a few tracks in there that might even, give a window into how frustrating making electronic dance music can be sometimes. But, I guess the main head frame was that I was just on my computer a lot, and coming out of these post-pandemic years, still kind of stuck in this thought that I have to keep working. Mm. I have to keep understanding this craft more and more, until I reached a point only just a few months ago where I was really disenfranchised with having too much time. I was finding that I actually couldn't regulate it, and that I guess within my neurodivergence, I was having a lot of trouble keeping focused. And I've got to say that since going into full-time work, I've actually relished in having the restriction of time, and I've found that whenever I do anything musically based, that there actually isn't as much pressure as when I had heaps of time before.
Yeah, it's interesting. Sometimes when you kind of have to squeeze it in, you end up making, you just have to do what you've got in the time, you know, and you end up making something that you're less sort of worked over or concerned about, maybe, and it ends up being a bit looser or something.
Yeah. And also, I guess if we tap into the world of ego, I think, like, when you have less time, you're not actually thinking about, like, yourself all the time.
Yeah,
you're maybe thinking a bit outside of that. And I will say that, like, there is a lot of personal touches and a lot of, like, personal feelings that came out of making this album, because as much as I do like being online, I think there was definitely a few months in the last few years where I was online too much, and the neuroplasticity of my brain just adapted to this this weird and almost disjunctive way of living life, with using these personal computer peripheral tech devices
totally
to give grounding to what my life was. And I'm glad to kind of be in a different outlook about how I use how I use my phone or how I use my computer.
Yeah, I think we've all kind of experienced a version of that coming out of lockdowns and that sort of dedicated home space time. I'm really interested because you mentioned it before, and it's also mentioned in the, like, liner notes about this, but there is, like, a kind of engagement with neurodivergence in the sort of, like, conceptual heart of this record. How does that come through for you? Is it something you were, like, consciously trying to put into the work, or is it maybe just your own experiences, how that's shaped? What does that actually look like?
I think for me, I actually haven't found the language to actually understand how my brain works for quite a while, and that also has been hindered, like, with a few head injuries that I've had in the past. So I think this time around, with this album, I have has been in between finding what how my brain works. I guess The title frontal is referring to the frontal lobe and me understanding how I can recognize my adrenal cortisol when it's when my fight and flight is triggered by something, and understanding that it is momentary, and that I can regulate it even if I've got thoughts bouncing at a million miles an hour, just relishing in those moments where you're hyperfixated into something, and accepting the strangeness of that, and not being overwhelmed by the fact that I'm stimming on something, you know, like, and feeling good in that. Not to say that that I've had all my stimming moments to be positive. I think there is sometimes some hyperfixations that are not desirable all the time. Like, I think, for example, sometimes looking at some interesting political ideologies, like, online for hours on end is, like, not really something I'd like to be stimming all the time. But it is still something to stim nonetheless.
Yeah, totally. And I imagine when you're in the creation zone and stimming, that can be potentially quite a positive experience. Did that come into the making of this? I mean, the first track is called Stimming. Did that come into the sort of, like, actual creation process?
When I was making Stimming, that really was a process of hyperfixation, because I was using this one Max for Live Ableton effect called Duck Buddy, and I was getting very deep into how you can shape MIDI using this audio device, and just also relishing in the strangeness and the frenetic energy that I was able to create with that song. But also, like, I guess the sample in it talks about what it feels like to be thinking too much, and, like, how sometimes you can be stimming on a lot of things all the time, but you actually might be missing quite a few important connections or, like, emotive things in yourself, and also, like, your friends and your community, and how, like, sometimes the individual notion of stimming is, like, great to center yourself in what you know that you're interested in, but also I do want to make the point that, like, sometimes we've just got to actually get out of these worlds, and actually we can relish in being in the real and not in the flat. And what I mean by that is, like, being in reality and not being on the flatness of the internet.
That makes so much sense. You mentioned Ableton. So is this predominantly a software, like, created process, or did you use any hardware when you were working on this?
I don't think I used... Did I use any hardware on this? I don't think I did. No, I think this is all electronic computer music.
Awesome.
Straight from the Mac.
Sick. That's so cool. I find it is such a exciting record. It is one that I think, if people haven't had a chance to listen to it yet, it's a really good one to sit with and kind of experience, and then maybe go and do something in your kitchen and have a listen to it. I think there's a lot of, like, really interesting angles into this album, and there's a lot of layered sort of chaotic moments, and then there is also space within it too, which I really appreciate. What's it like working with that? Because I feel like it's so often the idea is to put more in. How do you kind of balance having space, leaving space, and also giving, you know, tracks breathing room and just that kind of sonic pause almost?
Going into the track listing of this album, there was a lot of, like, the first three tracks, for example, from track two to track track five, I think there was very much an idea of the structure I wanted out of that. I wanted there to be this sort of frenetic energy that you can feel, and how, yeah, there's a motif throughout it that is like this whooshing sound. And if you play through the album from start to finish, you'll kind of hear like these whooshes, like in the first beginning parts. And that to me is like a signifier of like how we can be focused on attention of one thing, but then like it's almost like the world of the album itself forces you to have to like to switch to something else to like really fixate in that. And there was very much an intention there. I wanted people to, I guess people with normal neural pathways to experience like maybe what it's like to be overstimulated in that way. And also like to get to the point of the midway where we get to like a proper sin accelerating part two, where we're kind of in this void space where we've experienced everything up to that point. And like, it almost feels insane trying to process all of that. I feel like the synth effectually communicates that to go into level steps, which is almost the full deconstructed notion of trying to pick up the pieces that you have around you and understand which foot you're putting forward. and then for the next foot after that.
Totally.
There's a lot of intention compositionally within at least the linear narrative from track one to track seven. And I wanted it to be short because I think I could have done a 12-track album if I wanted to, but there was something about seven tracks and about it being under 30 minutes that I thought was really important, especially since a lot of people actually don't prioritize enough time to actually fit in an album listening. And as you said, I think it's really important that people put this into their listening schedule to experience something that is a bit disjunctive and quite quick changing. But I would recommend maybe not trying to do it within thinking that it can be a use of function. I don't think that this album is like strictly a functional album if you're trying to work to it or anything. I think it's an interesting album to take in if you're cooking some lunch or dinner or something, or if you have the time.
Just
to put into it.
Well, congratulations, Jackie. It's a really incredible record. I highly recommend people go get it in their lives. Current Bias, Frontal, is what we're talking about. It's up on Related Articles' Bandcamp page. You can also get a CD as well, which is very nice. And you can buy the digital album as well if you don't have a CD player anymore. I definitely have one in my car, so it's always a good sign. we're going to listen to Think Cloud now, which kind of comes in that middle section that you were talking about there, Jackie.
That's right.
Thank you so much for chatting with us this morning, and we will talk to you again soon.
No worries. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
See you. That is Current Bias with Think Cloud. That is from Frontal, which is the brand new EP that came out yesterday via Related Articles, which you can grab on Bandcamp digitally and on CD as well. Thanks again to Jackie for speaking with us. Really interesting project, kind of exploring neurodiversity and maybe what that sounds like or what that experience is like. And it's really awesome to listen to. So go give yourself the kind of half hour to sit down and have a listen top to tail on this. It's a really fascinating project. So thanks again, Jackie.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.